Take our Bibles and turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. As we have carefully and purposefully gone through this chapter, this great chapter of faith, we have seen several parallels that have jumped out as we have studied. And one of those parallels was that we looked at the life of Abraham, and there we saw this general theme in the life of Abraham: faith's obedience. And then as we looked later at the life of Sarah, Abraham's wife, we saw this theme: faith's reward. And certainly as Sarah waited patiently, she saw her faith rewarded in the birth of Isaac. Right? All right, just checking you to make sure you're all awake tonight. As we continue the study, we start seeing a parallel again now in the life of Israel. And Israel, we see, was rewarded because of their obedience. That was faith that obeyed again. And now when we come to Rahab, we see the parallel that we also see faith's reward here. And she waited from the time she exercised her faith until she saw the reward of her faith. And up to this point, we have studied many of those that we would consider great patriarchs and well-known names and names of individuals in the Word of God that certainly we would all like to identify ourselves with. I mean, who would not like to identify themselves with Enoch, who walked with God? And who would not want to identify ourselves with Noah and realize that God found Noah just in his eyes? And Abraham, was that one for whom God planned to, through whom God planned to redeem the world through his offspring. And then Moses, and saw how Moses was that one who was a friend of God and obeyed God. And Israel, as they crossed the Red Sea and as they saw God enable them to see the walls of Jericho come tumbling down. Up to this point, we would say, oh, I want to be like that, and I want to be like that. But when we come to this individual tonight, some of us would say, a notorious sinner? A notorious sinner that is in this whole list of heroes of the faith? We see a tremendous contrast going on here. We see those patriarchs who are held in high esteem by the Jews. We see them honored by God because of their faith. And now we see an alien woman, a harlot, an accursed race, also honored for her faith. What a contrast we see going on here. Rahab, a Canaanite, an alien from the commonwealth of Israel. And we see her conversion way back in the Old Testament as a type of what God is going to eventually do with the Gentiles in the New Testament. And so we see that salvation was not just for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles through faith. Turn back, keep your place here in Hebrews 11, but if we look back quickly to Romans chapter 11, Romans chapter 11 and verse 7 says, "What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded." But then we see later in verse 11, rather through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles. And so we see God opening up the door not just for the elect to be saved out of Israel, but to the elect to be saved out of the Gentiles as well. Rahab, a Gentile, a race known for destruction, Amoritus. But now we also see the sovereignty and the grace of God at work. Because we see her background, we see that God is no respecter of persons. Aren't you glad? He's able to save to the uttermost them who come unto him by faith. I've heard someone say he saved to the uttermost and he saves to the guttermost. And certainly there is no one that Christ cannot save. And so we see the working of God and the sovereignty of God and the grace of God and the power of God and the providence of God all at work in the life of this one who is known as Rahab. Let's read about it back in Hebrews 11. It says in verse 31, "By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace." And so God delivered her, and God gave her a place in his family, and God cleansed her because of her faith. There was nothing in her background to commend her to God. She had nothing that would commend herself to God. But where sin abounded, grace abounded more. And so we see this wonderful picture of salvation and wonderful picture of faith. The power of God is evident. In her life, there were no Sabbath days. In her life, there was no temple. In her life, there were no scriptures. In her life, there were no prophets. In her life, there was no sacrifice. But God did a work in her heart. And we see again the providence of God. As God was leading these two spies, and we'll go back and look at a little of this passage tonight, but as he was leading these two spies, they had no idea that any of God's elect were in that place. And if they had known, how would they have found her? And we know this truth that God is sovereign, God is providential in his workings, and the Lord knoweth them that are his. And so he led the spies right to the place where he wanted them to be. Let's go back now and read a little in Joshua chapter 2. Let's go to the book of Joshua. Starting in verse 1, "And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, Go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said thus, There came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. Came to pass about the time of shutting the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up in the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way of Jordan unto the fords, and as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof, and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what ye did under the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is the God in heaven above and in earth beneath. And we'll come back to some of that reading in just a moment. But let's look at this faith of Rahab, as mentioned there in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. What was the ground of her faith? Well, we have discovered that the ground of every one of these individuals that we have been studying, there is a ground of their faith, and that ground is hearing the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Well, we just read when she heard, didn't we? It says back in Joshua 2, verse 9 through 11, says, "And she said unto them, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terrors fall upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water." So they heard. And as they heard, they recognized what God was doing, and they heard what was taking place. And of course, there was warning about that and promise of that even earlier, back in Exodus chapter 15, and I'll just turn there and read this for us. In verses 14 and following, it says, "The people shall hear and be afraid." So it was prophesied ahead of time that their reputation would go before them, and the people would hear and be afraid. "Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold of them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased." And so, again, way back in Exodus, it was prophesied that the people would fear, they would tremble, these inhabitants. And we see that taking place here in this passage. So the ground of her faith was what she heard. And notice in our passage, which is Hebrews 11:31, it says, "She perished not with them that believed not." So those around her had heard, but didn't believe. And she heard and believed. What a contrast. You know, two sets of people hearing exactly the same message. And some believe, and some are stirred, and some fear, and some melt, but some have their hearts hardened. And God certainly gave them time to repent. How long did they have to repent, the folks here in Jericho? Well, once the army appeared of Israel around the city, how many days? 7 days. They had many days to repent as they saw the army going around. And they could have turned and repented, but they, according to this passage, perished because they believed not. And so we see that Rahab was different because she had a ground of hearing the word and accepting the word, and that was what she relied upon and trusted in. Another parallel passage in the book of Acts, chapter 16, tells us a little bit about why this took place. And Acts 16:14, it says, "And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us." And here's the next phrase, "whose heart the Lord opened." And that's what happened to Rahab. Her heart was opened so that she might hear and by faith receive and believe. And we also see her faith working. And so the ground of her faith was the word of God. the effect of her faith. You know, faith has to be living. Faith has to be energetic. Faith has to be working. It has to be fruitful. We again looked at some of this both in Sunday school and in the morning service this morning. But James chapter 2 verse 17 tells us, even so, faith, if it have not works, is dead, being alone. And so we see that Rahab's faith had works, didn't it? She believed so much that she was willing to risk her own life to hide the spies and to keep them safe. And she's even mentioned in this passage about faith without works being dead. It says in verse 25 of James 2, likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers, had sent them out another way? And so we see that Rahab demonstrated the effect of faith by her willingness to help people of God, by her willingness to welcome them, by her willingness to make provision for them and for their safety, by her willingness to hide them, even if it meant danger for herself, and her willingness to not betray them and give them up. And we see that she certainly was an example of one whose faith was an effective faith. It produced works. And Hebrews 13, verse 1 says, let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. And she certainly did that. For thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. And so we see Rahab having a ground for her faith, and Rahab having a faith that was effective. But also we want to see the nature of her faith. This was singular faith. At the time she was exercising her faith, how many others around her were exercising faith? Well, to our knowledge, even though later her family was saved as well, it was Rahab alone that was acting here. And certainly the nature of her faith was that she was willing to stand alone if necessary. A vast multitude were there in that city of Jericho, but she stood alone. And she had sanctifying faith because her life was changed. She was set apart unto God. She was no longer a harlot. If you follow some lineage down through, we see a wonderful change takes place in her life. She eventually marries a man named Salmon, S-A-L-M-O-N, who was a prince of Judah. And then we know that later, in her life, her faith was rewarded because she became part of the lineage of Jesus Christ. And so she changed from a harlot, and her faith was a sanctifying faith, and she was changed. You know, we all know the Bible is very clear that you cannot have faith and still live consistent life of sin. To believe is to be holy and to be sanctified. And certainly we see that she had this sanctifying faith, this singular faith. But we also see the confession of her faith. Back in the book of Joshua and chapter 2 there, she said in verse 11, for the Lord your God, he is the God in heaven above and in earth beneath. So she made a confession as to her faith in the one true and living God. And we see that she understood who God was. Therefore, she said in verse 12, I pray you swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, our life for yours, if ye utter not this our business. And it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee." And so we see her faith was confessed before these men, and she had a tremendous expectation then, a tremendous waiting on God. And what does Romans 10:10 say? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. And certainly she confessed with her mouth, not necessarily the Lord Jesus in this instance, but confessed her faith in the living God. And later here in Hebrews 11, she became an example of one who was having a faith that waited and a faith that was rewarded. Again, I draw your attention to Luke chapter 9 and verse 6, or 26, excuse me, Luke 9, 26, and says here, "For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of his holy angels." And so here we're encouraged not to be ashamed, but to make proper confession. And certainly one of the ways we do that is by following the Lord in believers' baptism. And that's a wonderful way to demonstrate and confess the Lord Jesus Christ before others. But we also see a fifth thing about her faith. It was a faith that had a ground for it. It was a faith that was effectual. It was a faith that was singular. It was a faith that she confessed. But look at the breadth of her faith. We just read it. What was the breadth of her faith? Did it encompass just herself? No, she asked for her father and her mother and her brothers and her sisters and all that were in the house. She wanted the whole family to be saved. And certainly there were many unsaved relatives in that situation. And her faith encompassed those. And I know that they were saved in a physical means here. I pray and trust and hope that all of them exercise faith themselves once they were delivered from the destruction and saw everybody else destroyed except themselves. I would like to think that they themselves exercised faith in the one true and living God as well. But we also see the reward of her faith. What was the reward of her faith? The Bible says she perished not. And let's read again back in the book of Joshua, chapter 2. We see the battle. And let's turn over to chapter 6 again of Joshua. And we see and studied this passage last week, and we see that they were following God's instructions and Joshua's instructions as they encompassed the city. Verse 15 says, "It came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner seven times. Only on that day they compassed the city seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city, and the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent." Verse 20, "So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets, and came to pass, when the people heard the trumpet of the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, Go into the harlot's house, and bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein. Only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and iron they put in the treasury in the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive and her father's household and all that she had. And she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Wonderful, wonderful results of her faith. And she had a faith that waited. She had a faith that was rewarded. And not only did she not perish, but she also dwelt in the land of Israel. And she married a prince of Judah named Salmon. Again, she was the mother of Boaz and the great-grandmother of David and an ancestor of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful story of God's amazing grace, His mercy, His sovereignty, His power. And we see faith rewarded in the life of Rahab. Certainly an example of how we ought to be patient and waiting. And we know that our faith too will be rewarded as we have a faith that works and is obedient. Let's pray. Father, how good to again rehearse in our hearts and minds this truth about Rahab. She is a tremendous example to us tonight. What a tremendous example of what you can do in the life of an individual when they exercise faith. You can change them, and you can take them from one family and put them into another family, and you can take them from the kingdom of darkness and translate them into the kingdom of your dear Son. And Father, we're thankful that you did that for all of us one day when we received Christ as our Savior. Father, we're thankful then that we can wait patiently for the reward of our faith, and we know that that reward is an eternity in heaven with God. But we also recognize that you are faithfully rewarding us day by day and moment by moment and hour by hour as we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. So strengthen our faith. Help us to understand your expectations and what you desire for our lives tonight. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.